I am not ready for winter. I woke this morning with the temperature in the 40s. It is cloudy and gloomy outside and appears to be that way all day. Gloomy days always bring back vivid memories of when I was stationed in Nuremberg, Germany, while in the army. During that time of about 9 months, most of the days were characterized by an overcast sky and the constant presence of clouds looming above me. The damp chill in the air would seep into my bones, making each day feel longer than the last. Being from Colorado, where the sun shines nearly 300 days out of the year, was a large adjustment for me to be in an area that experiences such a high number of gray and dreary days. I often found myself longing for the warmth of the sun on my skin and the brilliant blue skies that I had taken for granted. Each overcast morning reminded me of the stark contrast to my vibrant home state, and I'd catch myself reminiscing about enjoying the mountains or lounging outdoors soaking in the sun. The leaves are on their full-time effort to cover the yards and streets with colorful bounty, creating a brilliant tapestry of reds, yellows, and oranges that captivate the senses, while they flutter gently down from their branches like nature's confetti, eagerly emptying the trees before the first snow settles in. As they gather on the ground, they form soft, crunchable carpets that invite children to jump in and adults to take leisurely strolls, all the while signaling the transition from the warmth of autumn to the crisp chill of winter that lies just around the corner. The first freeze normally occurs around the middle of October, and one must remember to turn off the water to the outside valves and drain the pipes and hoses to prevent any unwanted damage. With the changing seasons, it's also a good time to check on other outdoor supplies and preparations. I recently checked my ice melt container, and to my dismay, during the summer it melted into one big rock, compacted and solidified by the heat. Now I must go buy some more ice melt or figure out how to get the rock out of the container and break it up into a usable size. This little predicament has got me pondering about the best approach. Perhaps I could use a hammer or a chisel, but that sounds labor-intensive. I predict I will take the easy way and go buy some more, as it would save me time and effort, allowing me to focus on the other tasks that come with preparing for the winter months ahead. One happy part is the homeowner association does the snow removal, and that saves me from all that cold and heavy work that often comes with winter. At our former home, which was situated on the corner of a busy intersection, we had a gigantic driveway that could have easily accommodated 6 or more cars. Every snowstorm turned into quite the labor-intensive affair, and it would take me 2 hours or more to tackle the daunting task of snow removal by hand. The heavy lifting and the chilly breeze blasting against my face truly made it an exhausting chore. Now, I find great relief in knowing that I no longer have to brave the elements, especially during those harsh winter months. Retiring does have advantages. I can now spend my time enjoying cozy evenings by the fireplace, sipping hot cocoa, and relishing the peacefulness of not having to shovel snow. Many times, during my 40-plus years of employment, I had to fight the snow, crazy drivers, and the stress of getting to work on time, navigating through treacherous weather conditions that tested my patience and endurance. Each winter brought its own set of challenges, from shoveling the driveway in the early dawn to encountering reckless drivers who seemed oblivious to the icy roads. I vividly remember the anxiety of being late and the constant rush to meet deadlines, which added an extra layer of tension to an already hectic morning routine. I remember one time during a storm my relief could not make it to work, and since we had some equipment that could not be left unattended, I had to stay. That 8-hour shift turned into an 18-hour shift. Now that I've moved on, I do not miss this one bit, as I cherish the freedom to enjoy my mornings without the dread of battling the elements or the chaos of rush hour traffic. The good thing to remember is that in only 6 months, spring will be here, bringing with it a sense of renewal and joy. As the days grow longer and temperatures begin to rise, we will be able to reminisce about how we not only survived another winter but also found ways to thrive through the cold and darkness. We will look back on cozy evenings spent by the fireplace, the laughter shared with friends and family, and the resilience we discovered within ourselves during those challenging months. Soon, the vibrant colors of blooming flowers and the sweet melodies of birds returning will serve as beautiful reminders of the promise that comes with the changing of the seasons, inviting us to embrace life once again.